back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Yeah, 7:10 in the morning, Hawks tickets in 10 minutes. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle joins us now. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being on. You asked for Gary McCarthy to step down or be asked to step down. It's happened, so what do we do now?
Well, I think the mayor is faced with a tough challenge. He has to find a competent, compassionate superintendent, someone who will fairly police all the neighborhoods of the city and hold the very small percentage of officers on the police force who engage in bad acts accountable for those acts.
The Independent Police Review Authority has been, frankly, a disaster on a lot of levels. I know the Justice Department will look into all angles of this. What's your feeling on IPRA?
I think that there has been a remarkable reluctance across the board, including IPRA, to hold rogue police officers accountable for their bad acts.
Would you prefer that it not exist or that some other agency took its place?
Well, that's always the temptation. You could try to make it work. That'd be the first thing.
Would be nice just to fix things, wouldn't it, instead of task forcing him or doing something else. It'd be great if we could fix these.
I hope that's the case.
Where are you on Anita Alvarez?
I've asked for her resignation for quite some time. I've made it clear that I don't think that she's committed to criminal justice reform, and as a result, I am not only not supporting her for re-election, I'm calling for her resignation.
I know that you have had a serious disagreement, and a lot of people certainly see things your way on this, about automatic jury or juvenile transfers to adult court for crimes without looking at these cases on an individual basis. But is there more than that in regards to her job that you see her failing at?
Well, let's talk about automatic transfers for a minute. I mean, that was legislation that was widely applauded in the advocacy community, people who care about juvenile justice issues. I don't know if you have any teenagers. Mine are in their 20s now. But anybody who's ever had a teenager or remembers their teenage years knows that teenagers are impulsive. They don't always think of the consequences of their acts. And that's why we have a juvenile court system, which started nationally here in Cook County. Jane Addams and her colleagues pushed for a separate court to treat juveniles, and we instituted one in Cook County, and now, of course, it's commonplace across the country. But what started happening in the 1980s was that more and more crimes would lead a juvenile to be transferred to adult court. And what we did was kind of roll back things to the pre-1980 levels, where very serious crimes, murder, aggravated battery, that's shooting somebody without killing them, aggravated sexual assault, sexual assault with a weapon, that those things would lead a young person to be transferred to adult court. But other lesser crimes would leave the young person to be tried in the juvenile courts, where the focus is on rehabilitation and not punishment. And we had a hard time bringing Anita Alvarez along, although that seems to me common sense legislation. It was passed by the General Assembly and signed by a Republican governor, so I think it's pretty widely believed that that was a move in the right direction. But for a very long time, I've complained that black and brown folks who are brought into our criminal justice system, first of all, high bails are demanded by the state's attorney, and secondly, they proceed with cases that they know they're going to dismiss at the first hearing, which means that people spend 3 weeks in our jail if they can't pay their bond or stay in our criminal justice system when they could be dismissed out at the bail bond hearing. So, you know, my view is that this state's attorney is not focused on either efficiency or justice in our criminal justice system, and for that reason, I've declined to support her for re-election. And in this case, a police officer is caught on video cam, not just one, but multiple video cams, shooting someone down in the street, a 17-year-old kid who's walking away from him, who's walking away from him. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. This could have been my kid or my grandson.
Yeah, you can't excuse this away by saying I'm being meticulous in how I'm processing this.
Listen, if you or I did this, we would be indicted the next day.
Well, we should be. You know, that's
of
really
course.
What it comes down to. We should be. Yeah, we absolutely should be.
Tony, though, does the fact that Kim Fox is your former chief of staff and she's running against Anita Alvarez have anything to do with your calls for Anita's resignation? And how do you think Kim Fox would change things in the office?
Well, first of all, I think she's a smart, hardworking, tough person committed to justice in our criminal justice system and not just prosecuting everybody to the fullest extent of circumstances. But I express my concerns about the way in which Anita Alvarez has conducted herself in office for a very long period of time before my chief of staff expressed an interest in the job.
Because of your position, are you in a spot here where you need to recuse yourself from the campaign at some point because it would be seen as a conflict?
How could it possibly be a conflict?
Well, it's a conflict because you're the No. You asked me a question.
I'm president of the county, and it's my responsibility to see that the county functions as fairly and efficiently as possible, and that includes our criminal justice system.
Well, here's why it's a conflict.
Two-thirds of our money.
Madam President, you asked me a question. I'm going to put you on hold, Madam President. I don't do scream fest here. This is what you asked me. You asked me, how could it be a conflict? The conflict is you're a very powerful person in a very powerful position, and she is your chief of staff. So as your chief of staff, the public may see it as a conflict. So why you're yelling at me, I don't understand.
In the first place, good sir, you're not correct. She's not my chief of staff. She resigned that position in August and took a job with a private law firm.
She was your chief of staff. You had a close relationship with her.
I support people I know and like all the time.
Okay, look, you're the one getting defensive. It's a question.
I'm not being defensive. I think this is a question that doesn't make sense. I'm president of the county. It's my responsibility to see that the county runs as efficiently and effectively and fairly as it possibly can, and that includes our criminal justice system, which, as I said earlier, accounts for about a third of our budget. So I have both a fiscal incentive and a moral imperative to try to see that system runs well.
So you support Kim Fox? Obviously.
Of course.
Last question, and it's an important one. Anita Alvarez resigns. Gary McCarthy resigns. Are you going to ask for the mayor's resignation?
No, the mayor has nothing to do with Anita Alvarez. She's a
No. I'm saying if those two go away, it all comes down to now what. Would you also ask for the mayor's resignation?
No, I'm not asking for the mayor's resignation. I hope and pray that he will do a diligent search for a good superintendent of the police department, somebody who is both competent and compassionate in contrast to Gary McCarthy.
And do you see anything or would you recommend anything that the mayor could do better in the case of these circumstances as we know them so far?
I made it clear to him from the beginning that I thought that Gary McCarthy was a bad choice, and nothing that Gary McCarthy did over his tenure in office led me to believe that I was wrong.
I appreciate your time, and I don't like fighting with you, Madam President, and I don't know what we're fighting about, to be honest with you, but I always appreciate your time to be on.
Well, listen, I'm not fighting with you. I try to be honest to my constituents, and I am very passionate about what I believe. And in my view, the criminal justice system in this country is hopelessly broken and dysfunctional. And those of us who are responsible for it have to work very, very hard to try to correct it. And one of the things that I've tried to do in my tenure in this office is to work on criminal justice reform. The first item that you talked about, automatic transfers, is just an example. We're also working very hard to see that people who are accused of nonviolent crimes don't spend the time awaiting disposition of their case in the jail, that they're out in the community and get to continue working and going to school and supporting their families. There are a variety of things that we need to do in criminal justice that have nothing to do, frankly, with the superintendent of police, but have a lot to do with our state's attorney.
I appreciate it. We will talk again. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwin.